يا رب لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إلى ما رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا ولك الحمد أبدا أبدا أبدا. والحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. والحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. والحمد لله والحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ به من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اما بعد، فان اصدق الحديث كتاب الله وان خير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وان شر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار. ثم اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا معشر الشباب، من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحسن للفرج، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن says, ومن آياته and from his signs, from the signs of Allah is that he has created from yourselves as wajah, partners, mates, spouses, wives, so that you may have sakina in them, you may find comfort in them. And Allah has placed within yourselves Mawadda and Rahma. Allah has placed an intimacy, a close bond and mercy. And indeed, in that our time, Allah says, for every thinking person, from the Rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مِئَةَ رَحْمَةً. We are told by the Prophet of Allah sallam that Allah has 100 mercies. وأنزل منها رحمة واحدة بين الجن والإنس والبهائم والأوام وبين يتعاطفون وبين يترحمون. And from those 100 mercies, Allah has taken one of those mercies and distributed it, dispersed it through His creation. The humans, the jinn, even the animal, even the beast. And with that mercy, they have mercy towards one another. With that mercy, they show compassion towards one another. Even the beast is scared about trampling its own child because of that one mercy Allah distributes to His creation. وَأَخَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ رَحْمَةً. And Allah has delayed 99 of those mercies. And Allah will have mercy with ibadah yawm al-qiyamah, with His servants on the Day of Judgment, with those 99 other mercies. But the one mercy you see in creation, the love between a husband and his wife, the goodness you see between each other, the kindness that people show, even kuffar, whoever they are, animals, it's from that one mercy of Allah that Allah distributes to His creation. But we are told that in that coming together is a mercy. In that unity of a man and a wife, it is rahmah, it is mercy. It's not just in fact between a man and a wife, it's between any good bringing together. In the Quran, Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Indeed, the Muslims are brothers to one another. So make sulah, make rectification between them if there's ever fasad, ever corruption between them. And fear Allah, so that you may have some of that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we are told by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O company of youth, Ya ma'ashir al-shabab, O young people, whoever among you is able to marry, then let him marry. Because his marriage is a protection for him. His marriage will allow him, help him to lower his gaze. His marriage will allow him, help him to protect his private parts. Let him marry. And if he can't, if he's unable at that moment in time, then he should fast, because a fast is a shield for him. Aside from the topic of marriage, I want to today speak about some of the principles of the marriage that will help us, those married people, and those inshallah who are aspiring to marry, to protect and guard our marriages, to ensure that there is always a mercy and a goodness in our marriage. And the first of those principles is مفتاح السعادة الزوجية تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. The key, brothers, the key to a blissful and happy marriage is تقوى of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. The key to a happy marriage is تقوى of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Because that تقوى of Allah is the لباس, is the clothing, is the garment of the Muslim. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى Allah says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ الْخَيْرِ. And the garment, the attire, the clothing of piety, the clothing of fear of Allah, the clothing of awe, of awareness of Allah, the clothing of being mindful of the prohibitions of Allah, and aspiring to do those acts that Allah loves to be done, the obligatory acts, the good acts, it's from the taqwa of Allah, that's goodness, that is a khayr, that's good for you. Like the poet says, إِذَا الْمَرْأَ لَمْ يَجْدِسْ فِيَادًا مِنَ التُّقَى تَتَقَلَّى عَرِيَانِ اللَّهُ كَانَ كَافِيًا وَالْزِيَادَ الْمَرْءِ فَعَةُ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ عَاسِيًا. That's if a person does not wear the clothing of taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in essence he's naked, even though he assumes or he thinks that he's clothed. Because when we don't have that garment of taqwa, we're exposed to the world. We see within ourselves and people see within us our pride, our jealousy, our anger, our rage, our selfishness, our ghibah, our namima, everything that taqwa of Allah is supposed to protect and hide and conceal and ward off is exposed to our soul and exposed to the rest of creation. So the person is naked even though he thinks he's clothed. He's clothed. And the best garment for a person then is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no good in a person who has none of that. There's no good in a person who has none of that, because that will just lead him to sin after sin after sin. And then came Ja'a Rajul bin Hassan bin Ali, Arma alayhi su'ala. And then came to Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu with a question. Inna bayya al-yawma fatatan tatadalla husnan wa jamala. He's speaking about himself and his own daughter. I have a daughter who is so beautiful and she's so pious. She has such impeccable manners and characteristics. But kulli yarghabuna, everyone is desiring. Ma takthura al-tullab 'alayha yarmuna 'alayhi al-amwala. People are throwing their money at me, throwing their money at her. حتى أصبح بيتي سوقا وغدا أخواج تتوالى. It's like my house has become a market. My house has become like a market. Everyone is competing for my daughter. وأرى منهم من هو أحسن وأرى منهم من أحسن حالا. I see some of those who are very good people for my daughter, and I see others who are even better than that. But من يملك منهم أخلاقا فلا يملك معها مالا. But those who come with good manners, sadly they don't have money. They're unable to provide for her as much as maybe she would have wanted, or other people may have wanted him to provide for her. وأنا أرجو أموالا بل أرجو دينا وقصادا. But I am not someone who desires money, but I desire being. I desire fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he said to this man, Zawijha mimman yakhsha Allah ta'ala. Marry her to the one who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ أَحَبَّهَا أَكْرَمَهَا. Because if he loves her, he will honor her. وَإِنْ أَبْغَضَهَا لَمْ يَظْلِمْهَا. And if he does not like her, he will never wrong or oppress her. You see, the Prophet was with Sahaba, and a rich man walked past. And he said to them, مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي هَذَا. What do you say about this man? And they said, حَرِيبٌ إِنْ خَطَبَ أَنْ يُنْكَحْ وَإِنْ شَفَعَ أَنْ يُشَفَّعْ. If he wants to marry, then he will easily marry, because of course he has the money to marry. And if he intercedes, his intercession is accepted from him. And if he speaks, the people will attentively listen to him. So in a second, and then silence. And then another man will pass, من فقراء المسلمين, from the poor of the Muslimin. مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي هَذَا. What do you say about that person? If he wants to marry, he can never marry. وَإِنْ شَفَعَ أَلَّا يَشَفَعَ. If he intercedes, it will not be accepted from him. وَإِنْ قَالَ أَلَّا يَسْمَعَ. And if he speaks, he will never be listened to. And then he said to them, this person is better than the whole earth in comparison to that first wealthy person. This person may not have all the money in the world, even to give the best provision, but he has deen, and he has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will last longer, because he can provide for her heart, he can provide for her mind, whereas maybe the person can only provide for her physical well-being. And this is why we are told, تُنْكَكُمْ لَأَتُ لِأَرْبَعَ. People of course marry for different kinds of reasons. Four of them, mainly. لِمَلِّهَا, for the wealth of a woman. وَلِحِسْبِهَا, and for the lineage, the good family line of a woman. وَلِجَمَالِهَا, and for the beauty of a woman. وَلِدِينِهَا, and for the deen of a woman. How far did that deen kind of said that? Go for the woman with deen. Go for the one with deen. Make that priority in your life. So those of us who want to marry, those of us who are married, should always remember that the first principle for a blissful and happy marriage all the time is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we learn to have fear of Allah, we will learn the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will learn how to treat one another. We will learn about how the Prophet treated his own wife. But if we're lacking that principle of taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything we do is imbalanced. Everything we do is out of line. Thirdly, and the second one, من استيقظ حسن العشرة الابتسامة الصادقة والمصارحة. The key to a good life is a genuine and sincere smile. You know, when they asked in Aisha, the age can I give the Rasulullah either Zakhna Baita? What was the first thing that he would begin with when he entered his home? The first thing that he would start with. And she said two things. One was the siwak, he would clean his teeth, and the other was a smile. Right? He would enter the home in a good mood. In spite of his hardships outside of the house and the slander and the attacks against him, he never brought that inside the house, because the house is a secure and a safe and a peaceful environment and abode. Dakhilan bayt anta hum al-amal. Inside the house, you leave the concerns of your work. Dakhilan ghurfa anta hum al-bayt. And inside of the room, and ghurfa to know, inside of your bedroom, you leave the concerns of the home. Whatever is troubling you inside the home, should not enter the bedroom. Whatever is affecting you outside of the house, you never enter the house. But you enter the home with peace. Because everything that our children will see in the home, they will replicate that outside of the home. If they see kindness between a man and a woman inside the house, they will learn kindness and replicate that outside of the home. But if they see cruelty between a man and a wife, bad words and bad speech and bad actions, they will replicate the same behavior towards other people. That's just how it is. They learn by seeing, by copying, especially their parents. ثالثاً مِنْ تَحْصُلَ قُبُولِ الْأَذَبِ. The key to rectification, the key to coming together when there was فساد before, is accepting excuses. إِذَا ظَهَرَ لَكَ بَعْضُ الْعُيُوبِ فَتَذَكِّرْ أَنَّ الْكَمَالَ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. If ever you see any faults in your wife, realize all perfection belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realize all perfection belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who, you know, كل ابن آدم خطأ. All of the sons of Adam make mistakes. All of the sons of Adam are imperfect. وَخِلُ خَطَّئِنَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best of them are those who turn back to Allah azza wa jal in repentance and forgiveness. So we should remember that everyone makes mistakes. And we are not here to... one of the hadith says that الْزَعِيمُ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبِّ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ هَرِكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًا. I guarantee a house on the outskirts of Jannah for the one who leaves arguing, even though he knows he's correct. مُحِقًا, he's in the haq, he's in the correct position, but he leaves the argument even though he knows he's correct. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَقْتِ الْجَنَّةِ. And a house in the middle of Jannah for the one who leaves lying. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَعْنِهَةِ. Even though he's joking. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ. For a house in the highest part of Jannah. For the one who comes with a good character. For the one who comes with a good character. So we should not, you know, look at our wives and have this assumption they have to be perfect human beings. And you know, sometimes our expectations are so warped, are so upside down. You know, we can't tolerate an injustice done upon ourselves personally. But we expect toleration if it's done on the other side. You know, we expect our wives to be so forgiving if we make mistakes. But we don't expect our wives to... But we don't expect the same from our wives. Now we should realize that, you know, we're all going to make mistakes, and everyone makes mistakes in a marriage. Rabi'an, and the fourth one. مِسْتَحُ التَّوَافُقْ فَهْمَ النَّسِيَّةِ. You know, the key to cordiality and the key to coming together in a marriage is understanding one another. Understanding one another. تَزَيَّنْ لَهَا كَمَا تُحِبُّ أَن تَتَزَيَّنْ لَهَا. I mean, sometimes we expect our wives to be dressed so nicely inside the home, for example. Outside the home is not allowed. But inside the house we expect the best clothing and the best perfume and the best makeup and everything else. But we ourselves don't want to walk around the house in our vests and our shorts. تَزَيَّنْ لَهَا كَمَا تُحِبُّ أَن تَتَزَيَّنَ لَكَ. Why don't you beautify yourself for her the way that you expect her to beautify herself for you? Understands one another. المرأة تحب أن تستمع لمشاكلها أكثر من أن تشاركها في الحل. هكذا يقال. A woman, you know, prefers that you just listen to her problems more than she wants you to help her deal with the solution. That's how a woman is. She just wants you to listen to her problems more than she even expects you to bring a solution for her. Right? But if our attentive ear is not there for our wives will find the attentive ear somewhere else. And why do you think that zina is so rife in this society? Oftentimes it's because no one has time for anyone else. So the wife has a problem, her husband won't listen, and she finds an attentive and comfortable ear in another person, and then the zina starts. And vice versa, the husband has a problem, the wife is too busy to deal with that. And so then he finds a comfortable air of another woman, and then zina happens, and then haram happens. So we should remember that. And the fifth one. مِفْتَعْ فَهَمْ نَسِيَةَ الْمَرَىٰ مَعْرِفَ أَنَّهَا إِمْرَاءَ. The key to understand the woman is to realize, خَلَاص, she's a woman. That's it. When you marry, you don't marry a brother in Islam. They're two different things. When you marry, you don't marry a member of your jama'ah all of a sudden, or a member of your hizb, or a member of your group or organization. It's not like that. But you marry an imra'ah, you marry a woman, and a woman comes with her own deal. That's why Allah describes them differently in the Quran. Differently, they have different temperaments, they have different natures. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was mindful of that. On one occasion, there's one incident when Saudah, Hassan, Aisha, may Allah excuse, all of them were all together. And Saudah comes with a very beautiful clothing. And Hassan, Aisha, they're together. Radiallahu anhu, they're together. And they see Saudah coming. And say the Hassan says to Sayyidina Aisha, Nabi Sallallahu will come and he will see her and he will incline towards her. They were all co-wise, he will incline towards her because she's dressed so nicely. So I will go, absolute alayha zinataha, I will ruin her beauty. I will go and I will spoil her clothing. I will spoil the beauty she has on her because I don't want the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Come forward please, because the brothers are I don't want that he finds her so attractive that we are not in our best clothing today. And so they come, what are you speaking about? She said, speaking about Kharaj al-A'wam. What do you mean, what are you speaking about? You don't know that the Dajjal has come, he's left, he's now here. And she became so scared, she said, well, what should I do? Alayhi bin al-Khaymah, there was a tent, and the tent was full of dirt and dust and spiders and cobwebs. And they said, upon you is to enter the tent and hide yourself. And she went in there and she was shaking, she was shivering, and all her clothing became ruined and it was full of dust and dirt. And so this woman came and he said, where is Sawda? They were laughing so much they couldn't even speak. He asked three times, they couldn't speak because they were laughing so much. And so they pointed to the tent and went in. And her clothing was ruined. It had dust and dirt and it was ruined. And he came out and said, what are you doing, sorry? Kharaj al-A'wam is because the one-eyed one, the Dajjal is out. So what are you talking about, Dajjal is out? There's no Dajjal anywhere. No, it's not out there. And then they all came, you see, he didn't admonish Aisha and Hafsa. Didn't admonish them, didn't scold them. Because he realized this is the way of the women. That a woman in a polygamous marriage have a degree of jealousy. And that's normal and that's natural. And they all came and they all hugged one another according to the narration. So realize that that's just a woman. The Prophet ﷺ was the best towards his family. أَكْمَلُ مُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلَقًا وَخِيَارَكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. The best among you, the best person with Iman is the one who is best to his family. The completion of Iman is in the goodness of a character. And the best of you are those who are best to their wives and says, and I am the best to my family. Right? And that's how we have to be. We have to look to begin with for the right things in a marriage. We have to look for the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثَلَاثَةٌ مِنْ سَعَادَةِ ابْنِ آدَمَ وَثَلَاثَةٌ مِنْ شَقَاوَةِ ابْنِ آدَمَ وَكَمَا قَالَ. There are three things from the happiness and bliss of the son of Adam. And there are three things from the grief and the loss and the headache of the son of Adam. مِنْ سَعَادَةِ ابْنِ آدَمَ الْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ وَالْمَرْكَبُ الصَّالِحَةُ وَالْمَسْجِدُ الصَّالِحَةُ. From the bliss of the son of Adam is a pious woman. And a good house to live in, and a good riding beast, a good car to drive, or something like that. وَمِنْ شَقَاوَةِ ابْنِ آدَمَ ثَلَاثَة. And from the sadness of the son of Adam is an evil woman. مَرَأَةُ السُّوءِ. And a really bad house to live in, and a really, really bad thing to take your place in. Some of course are from the goodness of the dunya. But a wife is supposed to lead to the goodness of the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best of wives and the best of families. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us some friends who are patient with our wives and who understand that it's with the fear of Allah, with our relationship with Allah, that we will find success in our marriages and our lives. May Allah Azza wa Jalla send peace and blessings and prayers upon His Habib Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You know, brothers, it's a sad situation we find in our communities. We find our communities are plagued by domestic violence, for example, are plagued by forced marriages many a time, are plagued by racism within our marriages, are plagued by tribalism, and so much culture that has nothing to do with Islam. And because of that, we suffer as an ummah. And because of that, partly we haven't realized the true meaning of unity as an ummah. It was one Sahabi, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, he was dark-skinned person, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, أَيَمْ نَكُنِ السَّوَادِ وَتَمَامَةُ وَجْهِ مِنْ دَخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ. Will my face, my complexion, the color of my skin, be a cause for me to never enter Jannah, Ya Rasulullah? I said, Sa'ad, how could you ask that question? Of course it wouldn't be a cause for you to not enter Jannah. Because people refuse me because of the color of my skin, because of the complexion of my skin. SubhanAllah. You know Amr ibn Wahab radiallahu anhu, one of the Ansar, go to his home and knock on his door and tell him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is marrying me to your daughter. The man was so excited. He left on his way, he knocked on the door, and he said that the Prophet of Allah Sallam wants to marry me to your daughter. The man didn't disbelieve him, but he was skeptical about him. Why would he choose this man out of all the other people that my daughter could marry? And so the woman heard, said, Ya Abata, my parents, wait, فَإِنْ يَكُنَّ رَسُولَ السَّلَمْ زَوَّجَنِي فَقَدْ رَضِيْتُ بِمَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ لِي وَرَسُولَ السَّلَمْ. If the Prophet of Allah wants to marry me off, then I am pleased with what Allah has decided for me and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the marriage was about to happen, this is a case of straight marriage, but the man had nothing as mahar for his wife. He had nothing to give his wife as a dowry. And so he said, go to Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf and Ali ibn Uthman and ask him. He took 200 from each one of them. And then he went to the souk, to the marketplace, to buy something for his wife as a dowry. But when he's in the marketplace, Hayya ala al-jihad. Hayya ala al-jihad. The call to fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is heard by this man. He hears the call for jihad in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And instead of buying the dowry, he buys a sword to go and fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he buys a sword, he goes out to fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's killed in that battle. And the narration has it that the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to this man, Sa'ad, who was dark in complexion, who was refused by so many people, and he cried when he saw him. And then he smiled when he saw him. And then he turned away from him. And Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, why did you do those three things like that? He said, I cried because I will miss him. In spite of the fact that others may not miss him, I will miss him. And I cried because, and I smiled because of what Allah had now promised him. And I turned away from him. Because I saw his wife from the Fadl Ain.
And so I turned away from him. He said, take this sword and give this sword to that woman and tell her Allah has promised him a better woman, inshallah. Brothers, we are an ummah that prides itself in knowing that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his last sermon said that an Arab is not better than a non-Arab. And the non-Arab is not better than an Arab. We pride ourselves on the fact that he said a white man is no better than a black man. And a black man is no better than the white man, except by one degree, and one degree alone, and that is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most noble of you are those who have the most fear of Allah, who have the most awareness of Allah, who have the most piety towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot be of those people who deny other people because of the complexion of their skin, or because of the place they come from, or because of the dialect of their talking, or anything like that. But we must remember as an ummah that we are brothers. We are brothers. Ikhwah, we are brothers to one another. And that we have to go by the scale of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not by that scale that has really weakened us as an ummah. Because it's pitted us against one another. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for firdaus al-a'la. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from racism and from tribalism and anything like that. But we ask Allah azza wa jalla to make this an ummah true in meaning and true in action. Not just by the lips, but from our limbs and from our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory and strength to those who raise high the flag of La ilaha illallah Muhammad around the world. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to help the Muslimin wherever they are, to help the orphans of this ummah, to help the prisoners of this ummah, to help the weak of this ummah, to help the elderly of this ummah. May Allah azza wa jalla help the widows of this ummah. May Allah help our elderly of this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the children of this ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those who are fighting in the cause of Allah, wherever they are, to raise high the flag of La ilaha illallah. May Allah give strength and victory to them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ihdina fiman hadayt, wa afina fiman afayt, wa tawallana fiman tawallayt, wa barakna fiman a'tayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda 'alayk, innaka la yudillu man waliyt. ولا يعز من عاديت وارحم ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب اليك وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين.